Peacocks are notoriously noisy birds. So when I visited Noah's Landing, a small zoo in Coates, North Carolina, to record some peacocks and peahens, the girl birds, I figured something would happen quickly. I was wrong. And after two hot mid-morning hours of chasing peacocks and peahens with a microphone and nothing but some flapped wings and footsteps to show for it, I was a little miffed. I even busted out my best peacock call for nothing but a haughty glance from these fashionable birds. By now you're probably wondering why I spent a whole morning tailing peacocks. Scientists are trying to learn more about why peacocks have those curious tails, because in some ways those huge feathers make it harder for the peacocks to survive. You wouldn't try running away from a predator wearing a $500 suit. But those tails are useful for attracting peahens, just like that $500 suit may help you get a date by selling you as a classy individual. UNC biology professor Maria Servidio says this idea initially confused biologists.
Darwin was the first one to really point out, at least in the literature, that there were these traits that just seemed like they couldn't be explained by helping an individual survive. And so sexual selection is what he came up with as a reason that these traits might be there.
That process of sexual selection breaks down like this. Some animals develop flashy appearances or sounds for the sole purpose of letting others know that they are good breeding stock. When peacocks fan out their feathers, they're saying to the peahens, "Hey, you should mate with me because I've got a huge tail." Instead of survival of the fittest, it's survival of the most fashionable. Servidio says, though, that sexual selection is far from fully understood. We get the peahens like big peacocks, but we don't get what the peahen thinks she's getting from all those broad feathers.
If females are preferring a certain kind of male, do they get anything specific from it? Do they get direct benefits from the male, or could there be indirect benefits like they're actually inheriting for their children?
These questions are difficult to answer for certain, but a good place to start is to find out exactly what the peahens seek out in a mate. That's where Purdue University postdoc Jessica Yorzinski, who studies peahens, comes in. During her dissertation, she was fascinated by eye-tracking technology, which allows researchers to see exactly what someone is looking at.
She thought it'd be a great idea to put it on the heads of birds to see what it is that they're looking at.
That's right, peahen vision. Yorzinski and her team are the first to study mating behavior in this way. She spent months wrangling peahens.
So the strategy is to corner them in within a room of the cage, and I've gotten to the point where I can just catch them with my hands. So if I
attaching a helmet camera and a transmitter backpack
with Velcro and strapping on the backpack underneath their wings,
putting the peahen in a pen with peacocks,
and we already have two males set up in a cage that are ready for,
and seeing what the peahen sees as the birds do their thing. Yorzinski talked me through a video of a peahen checking out a peacock.
So I'll press play now. So the female starts off from behind the male, and as she approaches, she looks at the lower portion of his train, as well as those wings that were shaking up and down. And eventually the male turns to face her, so she sees the front part of his display. She looks at a squirrel that goes by, then back to the male's display. And you can see that most of the gaze is directed on the lower portion. She looks back to where the squirrel was. It's not there anymore. Looks back to the male.
Overall, Yorzinski saw the peahens focused on the peacock's lower feathers, which she believes is because the peahens will check out the top feathers from far away and save the lower ones for a closer look. She's currently expanding her study to include how peahens looked at clipped feathers and their predators. She's even putting eye trackers on the males to figure out what they look for. Which brings us back to Noah's Landing. The peacocks were not impressed by my blue jeans, hiking boots, and microphones, but after playing a YouTube clip of a peahen's call, the boys livened right up, calling and running and puffing up their depleted feathers, which they lose outside of mating season. Even so, the resident peahen seemed uninterested and continued walking and eating bugs, demonstrating how complex the biology of a single feather can be. In Coates, I'm Daniel Lane.